What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And Maria, you'll find this interesting that I heard today, or at least last night, it was so cold that lawyers had their hands in their own pockets. Now, I don't know. I know that's bad. You know, that's ba-dum-bum. That's right. I need a rim shot. So,
don't disparage yourself like that.
Oh, come on. There's not a lawyer joke I haven't heard. I think I've heard every one of them because people feel compelled to come up to me and they tell me lawyer jokes like I haven't heard it.
But you're not that kind of lawyer.
No, I'm not that kind of lawyer. I'm the kind of lawyer that talks to the Camel X people.
That's right, and you're a brainy lawyer.
Oh, I don't know about that. But in any event, I get to share my Wednesday nights with you. So glad you're out there with us. I had a great conversation with Matt Pajeski during the break, and what rose this conversation, what gave rise rather to this conversation was I was watching the Today Show this morning, and since Halloween is over, they had this picture of Mariah Carey breaking through ice and starting to sing Christmas music, and Matt Pajeski, when is it too soon, or when is the perfect time rather to start focusing on Christmas music?
Well, Brad, I've got the correct answer for you, and okay, that is after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. Absolutely correct.
I'm still in Halloween mode. I'm in Halloween overtime right now. I'm not ready to move on to even Thanksgiving yet. I'm still in the Halloween mood.
And in the glow. In the glow of Halloween.
Exactly.
You're still there.
I'll slowly shift into Thanksgiving, start thinking about the food. And
yep.
Once that passes, then, okay, all right, maybe I'll turn on some Mariah Carey.
Well, you know, speaking of Mariah Carey, do you remember she lost a trademark case last year? And if you didn't follow this, let me lay the groundwork for you. Mariah Carey filed a request for a trademark, in other words, a copyright interest, in the phrase Queen of Christmas. So she wanted to be the Queen of Christmas, just like someone got a trade name on three-peat years ago, and they had to pay somebody. I forgot who got the three-peat trademark. But yeah, if you want to get a trademark on something or a trade name, then if others want to use that, they got to pay you for it. So Mariah Carey tried to become literally and legally the Queen of Christmas. And so she filed it with the trademark office, and it was in late last year, sometime in like October, November of 2022, the trademark office said, sorry, you can't get a trademark on the name the Queen of Christmas because it was too generic. In other words, it didn't say anything in particular. Other people have used that. She wasn't the first to use it. Lots of folks over the years have used the phrase Queen of Christmas. And so because of that, there was no originality. She didn't come up with it. She didn't coin it. So she could not get a trademark on it or a trade name on it. But if she had, I don't know. I think people would have mocked her even more. But I agree with you, Matt. The time for Christmas music is after Thanksgiving, because when you're looking forward to that overindulgence that we all know is Thanksgiving, you don't want to be thinking about Christmas until after that.
No, because then the music gets old if you're listening to it for more than a month. I don't want it to grow old. I like Christmas. I love Christmas music too, but I just, you know, with its, I want it at the right time. I don't want to grow sick of it.
Yeah, and it's really funny. I heard. In the last week, I think I heard Monster Mash like four times. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing original about that song. But if I hear it once a year for a week, I'm like, okay, I'm all cool with that. And then I'll listen to it again the last weekend of next October. But I don't want to be hearing Christmas music for 8 weeks. I want to enjoy it during the Christmas season. Yeah. And we're not there yet. So basking in the glow, you mentioned this. I know we got to go to a break here in a minute, but you were telling us all about the Halloween decorations at the Pajeski household. But at some point, those have to come down.
Yeah, and I believe that's going to be this weekend. And I also believe I will be getting a phone call to come on over and start taking some of this stuff down and throwing it up in the attic and throwing it down in the basement and making it look like it was before October.
Well, and here's another question that comes to mind, because you mentioned that this kind of gets bigger and bigger every year. Does that become more and more of a storage issue?
Yeah, we have taken over some of my uncle's storage space in his basement. And he's not too happy about that, but it's definitely getting out of hand, to say the least.
Yeah, it does become a storage issue. And let me ask you this. This year, you didn't do anything so trite as to have like a Kelsey, Travis Kelsey,
no.
And you didn't do Taylor Swift, Travis Kelsey this year, did you?
No, I did not. I didn't even see any, I don't think, which is pretty impressive. I thought for sure I'd be seeing Taylor Swift's running around left and right and Travis Kelsey's walking up and down the street, but I didn't see any.
Well, I only saw some video of some... and the most common scene that I saw was a skeleton with a wig and a microphone singing to a group of skeletons all wearing Travis Kelsey jerseys.
That's good.
That's the one. And I saw that like at several different places. I mean, not personally. I saw a video of them. But that, I understand, was a theme. He dropped, a cool $6 million on a new place.
Did he?
Just to get some privacy.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about
that. Kansas City.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. Well, you know, he's got a... He's got to keep up with his girlfriend, or at least try to. Hey, when we come back from this break, we've got lots of things to talk about, including why are some people afraid of clowns? I mean, I know, again, it's November 1st, Halloween was yesterday, but as Matt Pajeski said, we're still basking in the glow of Halloween. Why are people afraid of clowns? I want to mention that. Talk to you about some of the other arrests that were made on Halloween, and then we're going to talk about Tesla. Tesla, are they liable or should they be liable when their cars crash? More on this coming up after the break here on At Your Service, KMOX.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to At Your Service, KMOX. And mention clowns, because that's one of the things people dress up as on Halloween. But why are clowns so scary? Why are people afraid of clowns? Matt, Jeske, what do you think about clowns?
They don't really bother me.
They don't bother
you? Just some guy in makeup, really.
Yeah, doesn't bother. I mean, I don't care one way or the other, but some people are really creeped out about clowns. And so I thought it was interesting that a psychology professor did a study. Apparently, and who funds these studies? You know, there's all these studies. Somebody funded a study on why people are afraid of clowns. I'd like to know what clown decided to fund that study. That's what I want to know, right? But apparently, there was four reasons why people are afraid of clowns. First, you can never really know what a clown is thinking. Doesn't that apply to anyone? I mean, I guess they're saying because the makeup of a clown makes him with a fake smile. You don't know what he's saying. But that's true of any makeup or anyone who's not even wearing makeup. You don't know what people are thinking. Secondly, clowns are unpredictable. Are they? I mean, most of the time when you see clowns, they're like juggling and stuff. I don't know. I don't get this study. I just want to know who funded it. That's what I want to know. And I can't find any. I really searched. I can't find how much this silly study cost. But thirdly, the clown's exaggerated features are disturbing. A big red nose, an egg head, puffs of neon colored hair. Again, don't get it. And then lastly, movie clowns are terrifying. Well, that may be true. If you watch the Joker in the Batman movie, at least the last one, not the Joker in the TV series Batman, he wasn't scary at all. What was it? Cesar Romero, I think was his name. And what was funny is, and Matt, you probably never, have you ever even seen the Batman TV series?
I love the old Batman.
Okay. Have you seen that like on MeTV or something? Yeah. Well, if you've ever, and I got a text just now. So this is a good one. I've gotten a lot of texts this evening. Thank you. And they're very clever, very creative. And someone just texted in and said, the scariest clown I know is the clown in the White House. So we'll give you that one. That's a good one. Thank you very much. So, this idea though that the clowns are scary, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. But people are definitely afraid of them. I actually know a guy who went to clown school. Now, this is not a joke. There's a clown school in Florida. It's run by, of course, Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. And so a friend of mine who's retired and apparently doesn't have anything better to do went down there to the clown school. And the focus of the clown school was, and he even told me this, part of the focus was how not to be scary. And I said, well, how do you not be scary? And he said, well, you know, don't be lunging at people. Make sure that your costumes aren't too disturbing. But I'm like, you know, if you're going to a kid's party and you show up looking like Pennywise from It, I mean, of course you're going to scare the kids. I don't understand this whole clown thing. But maybe if you're afraid of clowns, I would certainly love to hear your perspective on it. Speaking of clowns, this is a good segue. To me, there's nothing better than idiot criminals. And because we have this image sometimes of criminals that they're all James Bond villains, right? But they're not. That's why they're criminals. And this guy in Florida, actually Key West, for Halloween last night, he was dressed up as a banana. And he's only 20, and I know this is shocking, he's 20 years old, but he had been consuming large amounts of alcohol. I know that that's you're shocked that a 20-year-old would be consuming alcohol. And what happens when you consume alcohol? Well, the alcohol has to come out, right? So this particular gentleman was taking care of that process out on the street, and he dressed as a banana, and he was right across the street from a set of outdoor porta potties. So he didn't even bother to go in the porta potties. And the Key West police officers who were doing their duty while this gentleman was doing his duty, they came over to him and they said, hey, listen, pal, we're going to have to place you under arrest here. And he started running. Now, I want you to picture the scene. Here's a guy with his pants half down, dressed head to toe as a yellow banana, running from the cops just last night in Key West, Florida. And in a newspaper article that's talking about this particular arrest last night, I'm reading exactly that the man dressed as a banana was zigzagging to prevent capture. And one cop went to grab him by the legs while the second cop, this is from the police report, grabbed him by the peel. So that's from the police report. So you had two cops that took him down, and yes, they arrested him for disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and apparently another misdemeanor related to what he was doing at the time he was arrested. So he's scheduled for arraignment on November 16, but there's no word yet on when he's scheduled to be peeled. We don't know that. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. But, you know, you don't have to go to Key West. You don't have to go to Key West, Florida to find guys like this, because just recently, right here in St. Louis, there was a St. Louis man whose crime spree included an armed taco holdup. Yeah, that's right. He went by several Mexican restaurants. He pointed guns at victims and stole tacos from their hands. He didn't steal money. He didn't hurt anyone. He just stole their tacos. Well, apparently, and this is a key. This is a learning opportunity here. If you're going to steal someone's tacos at gunpoint, don't stop to eat the tacos. because while this Mensa candidate was eating the tacos that he had stolen, the cops arrested him. So he was collared. He admitted that he walked up to the taco stand with his gun out, asked for a taco, left without paying, according to the probable cause statement. So, you know, again, if you think that criminals are James Bond villains, think again. Speaking of James Bond villains, great segues here this evening. Speaking of James Bond villains, some people think that Elon Musk is a James Bond villain. Now, see, I don't think so. I think the guy that started Amazon is more of a James Bond villain than Elon Musk. But Elon Musk's case, or Elon Musk's company, rather, Tesla, went to trial this week in California. And the issue at this trial was whether or not Tesla could be held responsible if a Tesla car, which, of course, they're famous for having basically an autopilot, if someone's injured or killed while the autopilot's engaged, is Tesla responsible? And to me, the legal ramifications for this are profound because obviously we're all moving in that direction. Eventually, all cars are going to be self-driving. But we don't have a legal mechanism in place right now to deal with that particular issue. And we got to take a break here. But when I come back, I'm going to break down this decision for you and talk about how other cases, because there's a case right now in Arizona, there's a few other cases in the Southwest. As these cases start to go to trial, this could directly impact whether or not you as the consumer can even have that as a feature on your car. In other words, if there are huge verdicts against Tesla, it may be that car companies say it's not worth the liability. We can't get sued for this. We better not put that feature on a car. So I'll break this decision down when we get back from this break. Brad Young sitting in on At Your Service tonight on KMOX. Oh, I got to tell you, Matt Pajeski, producer extraordinaire. Thank you, Matt. Great lead-in bumper music for this. Yeah, there was this case, this Tesla case, went to trial. And when you look at it, ostensibly, the facts were very much in favor of the plaintiff, at least from the idea of damages. Because in this case, it was an accident that happened in 2019. And the person, there was a person behind the wheel. They were traveling about 65 miles per hour in Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles, and the car went off the road. It struck a palm tree. The car burst into flames all in a matter of seconds. It killed the driver who was, at least the person who was behind the wheel, and also two of the passengers were also severely damaged. I won't go into the details because it's not relevant. But they were asking, the plaintiffs were asking for $400 million plus punitive damages, just $400 million in compensatory damages and then punitive damages on top of that. And the jury came back and awarded zero. And what's interesting is why. Because if you think about, the idea of an autopilot or a driverless car or an automatically driven car is a better way of putting it. What is it that the car companies tell you? Because Tesla is not the only one that has this feature. In fact, again, I think more and more companies will have this feature, and at least until the law gets settled on what's the liability, which right now it's far from settled. So in this instance, car companies like Tesla will tell you that you're not allowed to just like take a nap. You're not allowed to start drinking and have a party on wheels just because the car drives itself. Someone still has to be responsible, aware, and able to take control if circumstances warrant. Well, let's look at the facts on this case from California. What happened was is that, yep, it was a severe damages. They asked for big money. But the person who was behind the wheel, supposedly the person responsible, was heavily intoxicated. Also, there was no evidence in the case, And neither the plaintiffs could prove it and the defense couldn't disprove it, but no one could determine one way or the other whether the autopilot was even engaged, because the guy who was behind the wheel may have been so intoxicated that he thought he engaged the so-called autopilot, but didn't because he was heavily intoxicated. Regardless, there was no evidence it was engaged. And when it wasn't, car goes off the road, as driverless cars are wont to do. And there was a finding that there was no manufacturer's defect. But just think about the ramifications if this would have been an enormous verdict. How is it that people are to be, or companies are to be held responsible if a car fails to perform? I mean, think about car accident cases. They're based on this idea of negligence, that someone had a duty, that they failed in that duty, and therefore someone else was damaged because of the tortfeasor's negligence. How does that work in a case where a car that's being driven by an autopilot, has an accident? Is there someone there at fault? Well, you have to argue that the fault is in the design, that it's a design defect, that it's a manufacturer's defect, because equipment can't be held negligent. That's something, that's a duty that's only assigned to people. At least that's the way our legal system has been. But you know, if we've got something out of a science fiction movie where truly artificial intelligent beings, whether you want to call it a robot or just a box on a car, is driving a car, can that artificial intelligence be held to a standard of being negligent? I don't know that you can do that. So if you don't have the negligence standard, the only thing you have to fall back on is a manufacturer's defect. And if that's the case, then we have to ask ourselves, if a autopilot is driving the car, does that mean that any accident that happens is the result of a manufacturer's defect? You know, again, I don't know that we can say that. But the bigger issue, you want to talk about the treetop issue that goes over all of this. And this is the second case in a row that Tesla's won just this year. And then we're going to see a lot more of these cases as more and more driverless cars or cars with autopilots are on the road. It's inevitable, because plaintiff's lawyers are going to go after these kinds of cases. But the bigger issue is this. Let's change the facts. And someone just texted in, operating while intoxicated, not driving. Well, that's true, but I don't think anyone has laws talking about operating a car. It's more of driving a car while drinking or intoxicated. And it's not even limited to cars. There was a friend of mine who's a criminal defense attorney had a case several years ago where someone was intoxicated and was driving their lawnmower down the street, and they're riding lawnmower. And, Mr. Police Officer pulled up and said, hey, pal, are you mowing the asphalt? What are you doing out here in your lawnmower? And he was arrested. And his defense was, it's not a vehicle. But that's not required under the statute. What's required under the statute is driving a motorized vehicle. It doesn't have to be a car. It could be, if Farmer Joe gets hammered and drives the plow, he could get the same kind of a ticket. So it doesn't require you to be in a vehicle. But going back to this idea, let's change the facts to discuss the idea. And if we change the facts like this, let's say that Tesla was hit for $1 billion. What would happen the next time a case like this comes up? Well,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Oh, I got to tell you, Matt Pajeski, producer extraordinaire. Thank you, Matt. Great lead-in bumper music for this. Yeah, there was this case, this Tesla case, went to trial. And when you look at it, ostensibly, the facts were very much in favor of the plaintiff, at least from the idea of damages. Because in this case, it was an accident that happened in 2019. And the person, there was a person behind the wheel. They were traveling about 65 miles per hour in Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles, and the car went off the road. It struck a palm tree. The car burst into flames all in a matter of seconds. It killed the driver who was, at least the person who was behind the wheel, and also two of the passengers were also severely damaged. I won't go into the details because it's not relevant. But they were asking, the plaintiffs were asking for $400 million plus punitive damages, just $400 million in compensatory damages and then punitive damages on top of that. And the jury came back and awarded zero. And what's interesting is why. Because if you think about the idea of an autopilot or a driverless car or an automatically driven car is a better way of putting it. What is it that the car companies tell you? Because Tesla is not the only one that has this feature. In fact, again, I think more and more companies will have this feature, and at least until the law gets settled on what's the liability, which right now it's far from settled. So in this instance, car companies like Tesla will tell you that you're not allowed to just like take a nap. You're not allowed to start drinking and have a party on wheels just because the car drives itself. Someone still has to be responsible, aware, and able to take control if circumstances warrant. Well, let's look at the facts on this case from California. What happened was is that, yep, it was a severe damages. They asked for big money. But the person who was behind the wheel, supposedly the person responsible, was heavily intoxicated. Also, there was no evidence in the case, and neither the plaintiffs could prove it and the defense couldn't disprove it, but no one could determine one way or the other whether the autopilot was even engaged, because the guy who was behind the wheel may have been so intoxicated that he thought he engaged the so-called autopilot, but didn't because he was heavily intoxicated. Regardless, there was no evidence it was engaged, And when it wasn't, car goes off the road, as driverless cars are wont to do. And there was a finding that there was no manufacturer's defect. But just think about the ramifications if this would have been an enormous verdict. How is it that people are to be, or companies are to be held responsible if a car fails to perform? I mean, think about car accident cases. They're based on this idea of negligence, that someone had a duty, that they failed in that duty, and therefore someone else was damaged because of the tortfeasor's negligence. How does that work in a case where a car that's being driven by an autopilot, has an accident? Is there someone there at fault? Well, you have to argue that the fault is in the design, that it's a design defect, that it's a manufacturer's defect, because equipment can't be held negligent. That's something, that's a duty that's only assigned to people. At least that's the way our legal system has been. But you know, if we've got something out of a science fiction movie where truly artificial intelligent beings, whether you want to call it a robot or just a box on a car, is driving a car, can that artificial intelligence be held to a standard of being negligent? I don't know that you can do that. So if you don't have the negligence standard, the only thing you have to fall back on is a manufacturer's defect. And if that's the case, then we have to ask ourselves, if a autopilot is driving the car, does that mean that any accident that happens is the result of a manufacturer's defect? You know, again, I don't know that we can say that. But the bigger issue, you want to talk about the treetop issue that goes over all of this. And this is the second case in a row that Tesla's won just this year. And then we're going to see a lot more of these cases as more and more driverless cars or cars with autopilots are on the road. It's inevitable, because plaintiff's lawyers are going to go after these kinds of cases. But the bigger issue is this. Let's change the facts. And someone just texted in, operating while intoxicated, not driving. Well, that's true, but I don't think anyone has laws talking about operating a car. It's more of driving a car while drinking or intoxicated. And it's not even limited to cars. There was a friend of mine who's a criminal defense attorney had a case several years ago where someone was intoxicated and was driving their lawnmower down the street, and they're riding lawnmower. And, Mr. Police Officer pulled up and said, hey, pal, are you mowing the asphalt? What are you doing out here in your lawnmower? And he was arrested. And his defense was, it's not a vehicle. But that's not required under the statute. What's required under the statute is driving a motorized vehicle. It doesn't have to be a car. It could be, if Farmer Joe gets hammered and drives the plow, he could get the same kind of a ticket. So it doesn't require you to be in a vehicle. But going back to this idea, let's change the facts to discuss the idea. And if we change the facts like this, let's say that Tesla was hit for $1 billion. What would happen the next time a case like this comes up? Well, even if the facts are different, if there's another $1 billion verdict, well, pretty soon, after a couple of these $1 billion verdicts, how would car manufacturers respond if Tesla gets held responsible for any accident that happens while the autopilot is engaged? Well, that economics tells us exactly what would happen. And what would happen is that manufacturers would stop producing cars that have autopilot features. Well, I've never been in a vehicle. I don't own a Tesla. I've never been in a Tesla. I'd like to, but I've had the opportunity to. I just never had that chance to go out and drive one. But do we really want to stop the manufacturing of any cars that have autopilot features? I can see circumstances, particularly where someone is not very good at driving at night, someone has a disability, someone might be older and they're forgetful. Well, at that point, I think an autopilot driving a car would probably be safer than the individual. or if you've got people who might be intoxicated operating vehicles, that is preferable than having, you know, having an autonomous autopilot would be preferable to having an intoxicated driver. But if these jury verdicts were such that manufacturers look at it and they say, well, I can make a car that has an autopilot. We have the ability to do that. But if I do and we get hit for a $1 billion verdict a few times, we're not going to make any money on these cars. So why don't we just stop making them? That would be the result. And I don't know that that would be a result that would be good for society to have a situation where there's no more driverless cars. There are no more autopilots on vehicles. Look at the case of the Ford Pinto. That was a case where jury verdicts were a good thing. Why? Because when Ford made the Ford Pinto, for some reason that to this day, I have no idea why, some engineer thought it was a good idea to put the gas tank right behind the rear bumper. I don't know why. It seems like you don't have to be an engineer to figure out that's a bad idea. But they did. And so when Pintos had a rear-end collision accident, they tended to burst into flames. And so that created a problem from a liability standpoint. So Ford looked at it and they said, well, this is actually the case. I studied this in law school. They looked at it and they said, well, because the jury verdicts are so low, we're not going to do a recall of these cars because the recall would cost us more than what the litigation costs to defend the lawsuits. So we'll just defend the lawsuits. And that turned out to be a colossally bad decision as a company because the lawsuits ballooned and eventually Ford lost an enormous amount of money in litigation because these cars tended to explode fairly often. So if you apply that concept to what we're talking about, that was a bad design. Those cars should have been taken off the road, and those jury verdicts achieved a good purpose for society, removing harmful products off the road. But can you say that all autopilot programs on cars are harmful products? I don't know that you can say that. But the result would be the same, only this time if it results in manufacturers removing autopilot from features from all vehicles, at that point it's not removing a dangerous feature, it's removing a useful feature, all because of litigation. Now, at this point, we haven't seen that. In fact, the two lawsuits against Tesla were both decided in Tesla's favor. But eventually, there's going to be a big case. We know that. The law of averages say that eventually the fact pattern is going to be correct. Someone's going to get a huge verdict against Tesla, and then we're going to have to revisit this concept about what our legal system should do. How should our legal system respond to technology that moves far faster than the law is able to keep up? That's why when I was on this morning on Total Information AM, we were talking this morning, and I'm on Wednesday mornings at 8:35. We were talking about a case at the Supreme Court where the Supremes are looking at this issue. Can politicians, not Donald Trump because he's not currently a politician, but can politicians who are currently in office block people from their social media feed who are harassing the politician, peppering them with questions they don't want to answer? Can you do that? Well, think about the legal issue here. If you have a politician, you've got Governor Jones of the state of Franklin, I'm obviously making all this up. You got Governor Jones of the state of Franklin decides that people are asking him questions that he doesn't want to deal with. So he decides to block people from his social media feed. But he uses that social media feed to talk about all the wonderful things that he's doing in the state of Franklin. Can you block him? Well, that violates the First Amendment because you have a government entity here being a governor of a state who's purposefully preventing someone from speaking on a topic of political speech. That is a quintessential violation of the First Amendment. However, if you look at Governor Jones's social media, he doesn't just talk about stuff that's political. He talks about his family life. He talks about things of interest to him. And so at what point can a government official block someone from a social media account since there's this intermingling of both personal, public, and private information that's being disseminated via social media? That's a great question. And yet the answer to that question is going to have to be given to us by a group of 9 members of the Supreme Court, most of whom are over the age of 70. Have they even ever used social media before? I don't know. Do they even know what social media is? I don't know. But yet these are the folks who are going to be crafting a decision that's going to lay out the policy of the court system for the foreseeable future. Decades. Decades of court precedent is going to come from what the Supreme Court decides in this particular case. Because social media isn't going anywhere. It's going to change. It's going to change in ways that we can't envision. It's going to become things that we can't predict. Just like who 20 years ago could predict Twitter or X or Facebook. No, nobody could have predicted that. So we don't know what's going to happen 20 years from now. But how the legal system decides that question today will dictate how we deal with those issues in the future. So they got to get it right. But technology moves faster than the law. So by the time the courts and the legal system figure out how to deal with that particular issue, they'll be moving on to, you know, beaming things into your brain or something. I don't know what's next, but whatever it is, the legal precedent for that technology will be based on how the Supreme Court deals with social media technology today. That's why we need to get this autopilot issue resolved, so we can deal with that issue as a society in the coming future. Hey, we got to take a break here. Last segment coming up. If there's anything on your mind, of course, phone lines are open, 314-436-7900. I will tell you, we've gotten more texts than I can count tonight. So thank you very much for participating. I try to respond during the breaks, but we'll be back after this for the last segment. At your service, KMOX. Welcome back to the last segment here on At Your Service for a Wednesday evening. Welcome back to KMOX. Glad you're with us this evening. And thanks for participating in the show. Brian's given us a call here this evening. Hey, Brian, welcome to KMOX.
Hi, Brad. I'm just surprised that since you're such a big fan of dad jokes that you didn't discuss well, a big part of Halloween in St. Louis, which is the jokes that the kids tell.
It definitely is. So I'm wondering, Brian, do you have... what would be your favorite Halloween jokes?
I got a couple for you here.
I suspected as much.
What is grilled on the outside and empty on the inside?
All right, say it again.
What is grilled on the outside and empty on the inside?
I got nothing. Matt, you got anything here? No, Matt's shaking his head. No. Okay, you stumped us. What is it?
A Halloweeny.
A Halloweeny. Okay. Well, that's a dad joke. You know, that's where you get groans.
Right. Instead well, that's of, what Halloween's about. It's like, this is the dad joke.
I know. And I'm a big fan of jokes that aren't necessarily funny, but make you groan. I love those kind of jokes.
All right. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready. Ready and waiting.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
Well, gee, Brad, I didn't know you could yodel.
Yeah, you suckered me in on that one. See, my I've got two favorites. My two favorites, and actually on one of these, Brian, you're going to be envious. I had this one performed at Disney World. I came up with the joke. I told it to somebody at Disney World, and they told it to some kind of a ride that they were doing on Halloween.
Oh, wow.
So where and you'll see why in just a moment. Where do pirates love to go on vacation? Orlando. And you got to say it because, you know, talk like a pirate, right? that one and what is a ghost's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Anything with booze.
Oh,
B-O-O-S. See, so yeah, jokes are a part. So when you were trick-or-treating as a kid, Brian, would you actually tell jokes? Because I don't see kids telling these stupid Halloween jokes like they when we were. Have you seen that?
Well, I don't give them a treat unless they tell me a joke.
Well, when you put them on the spot, can they actually come up with a joke?
Some of them, you know, the little ones. you have a hard time.
But, yeah, well, you gotta give them the candy anyway if they're little. Yeah.
In fact, here's a joke that I told. I still remember. I told when I was a kid trick or treating. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
But Matt Pajeski knows this one, Matt.
I believe the Mayflower brings some pilgrims, right?
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Why did St. Joseph have a black eye?
Why does St. Joseph have a black eye? I got nothing.
Because he called St. Francis a sissy.
Right. You know, I hear the sound right now, Brian, and I don't know if you hear it, but that's the sound of radios clicking off everywhere across St. Louis right now. Can you hear it? That's what that is.
That must be time for my last one.
Then. Okay, last joke, Brian. Lay it on us.
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros?
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros? Matt, any ideas?
No,
Matt's shaking his head. Okay, you got us. What do you get?
Elephino.
No. Actually, I kind of like... That's crickets, Brian. Hey, thank you very much for sharing your Halloween jokes. I appreciate that. And as always, thanks for listening to Camo X.
All right. I love your show.
Great. Thank you. Glad you do. One of the things that I promised at the beginning of the show, actually it was before the show, when I was sitting in with Matt Pauly earlier this evening, we talked about how much Halloween candy costs. And I said, I'm going to answer the question, why does it cost so much? And then, we got busy in the show and didn't get to it. So I want to get to this before the end of the show, because it's easy just to blame inflation, right? Everything costs more. Anything that you buy, everything that you purchase, any product you enjoy, right now, everything costs more. In fact, there was a question this week about whether Big Macs are going to eventually cost $18 because of inflation. And if they cost $18, who's going to buy it, right? So, and inflation certainly is part of it. But there was I don't know if you've ever heard of, it's called the General Accounting Office, the GAO. Is part of the federal government. It's an office. It's not run by Democrats. It's not run by Republicans. It's not political. It is a nonpartisan investigative body of the federal government. So the GAO came out with a study this week about why does Halloween candy cost so much? And they broke down how and what goes into the pricing for Halloween candy. And in this past year, tariffs, you know, there's a whole set of subsidies and tariffs that are added to the cost of goods and services. For example, most of our sugar comes from Mexico. It doesn't come from Hawaii like those old C&H commercials, okay? It doesn't. It comes from Mexico. So when that sugar comes into the United States, the government places subsidies on that sugar to increase the price, to level the playing field with U.S. sugar prices. But guess what? If those prices are matched, then there's no incentive for the U.S. companies to lower their prices, right? Because they don't want the tariffs to go down, so they increase their prices. So according to the GAO, this past year, just the cost of the subsidies and the tariffs on sugar costs U.S. consumers $3.5 billion in the past year. So if you consider all of the candy, all of the sodas, all of the sugar that's been sold in the United States this past year, $3.5 billion of that was simply due to tariffs that our government placed on sugar that's imported from Mexico. So if we didn't have those tariffs, and it was a competitive free market system, then at that point, sugar costs would go down. Now, obviously, general inflation has made a huge impact on that. I'm not suggesting that it hasn't. But if you suddenly made sugar $3.5 billion cheaper, then you would have products like candy bars, soda, baking sugar, whatever it is that you buy that has sugar in it, the price would come down. because of government tariffs. So right now, whether it's regulatory costs, administrative costs, or in this instance, taxes and tariffs, all of those things make your products cost more money. But you know what? There is no tariff on. That's Camo X. There's no tariffs on Camo X. There's no taxes on listening to Camo X. This, my friend, is the best value you will ever have, is listening right here to 1120 Camo X. Coming up after the break, you're going to hear the best of Dave Glover, as you do every night right here at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening to At Your Service. I'll be back next week. Welcome back to the last segment here on At Your Service for a Wednesday evening. Welcome back to Camo X. Glad you're with us this evening. And thanks for participating in the show. Brian's given us a call here this evening. Hey, Brian, welcome to Camo X.
Hi, Brad. I'm just surprised that since you're such a big fan of dad jokes that you didn't discuss well, a big part of Halloween in St. Louis, which is the jokes that the kids tell.
It definitely is. So I'm wondering, Brian, do you have... what would be your favorite Halloween jokes?
I got a couple for you here.
I suspected as much.
What is grilled on the outside and empty on the inside?
All right, say it again.
What is grilled on the outside and empty on the inside?
I got nothing. Matt, you got anything here? No, Matt's shaking his head. No. Okay, you stumped us. What is it?
A Halloweeny.
A Halloweeny. Okay, well... That's a dad joke, you know. That's where you get groans.
Right.
Instead
well, that's
of
what Halloween's about. It's like, this is the dad joke.
I know, and I'm a big fan of jokes that aren't necessarily funny but make you groan. I love those kind of jokes.
All right, ready for the next one?
I'm ready and waiting.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
Well, gee, Brad, I didn't know you could yodel.
Yeah, you suckered me in on that one. See, I've got two favorites. My two favorites, and actually on one of these, Brian, you're going to be envious. I had this one performed at Disney World. I came up with the joke. I told it to somebody at Disney World, and they told it to some kind of a ride that they were doing on Halloween.
Oh, wow.
So where, and you'll see why in just a moment. Where do pirates love to go on vacation? Orlando. And you got to say it because, you know, talk like a pirate, right? that one and what is a ghost's favorite drink?
I don't know.
Anything with booze.
B-O-O-S.
See, so yeah, jokes are a part. So when you were trick-or-treating as a kid, Brian, would you actually tell jokes? Because I don't see kids telling these stupid Halloween jokes like they did when we were. Have you seen that?
Well, I don't give them a treat unless they tell me a joke.
Well, when you put them on the spot, can they actually come up with a joke?
Some of them. You know, the little ones have a hard time.
But, yeah, well, you gotta give them the candy anyway if they're little. Yeah.
In fact, here's a joke that I told, I still remember, I told when I was a kid trick-or-treating. If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
But Matt Pajeski knows this one, Matt.
I believe the Mayflower brings some pilgrims, right?
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Why does St. Joseph have a black eye?
Why does St. Joseph have a black eye? I got nothing.
Because he called St. Francis a sissy.
Frank. You know, I hear the sound right now, Brian, and I don't know if you hear it, but that's the sound of radios clicking off everywhere across St. Louis right now. Can you hear it? That's what that is.
That must be time for my last one. Then.
Okay, last joke, Brian. Lay it on us.
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros?
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros? Matt, any ideas? No, Matt's shaking his head. Okay, you got us. What do you get?
LFI, no.
No. Actually, I kind of like... That's crickets. That's crickets, Brian. Hey, thank you very much for sharing your Halloween jokes. I appreciate that. And as always, thanks for listening to Camo X.
All right. I love your show.
Great. Thank you. Glad you do. One of the things that I promised at the beginning of the show, actually it was before the show, when I was sitting in with Matt Pauly earlier this evening, we talked about how much Halloween candy costs. And I said, I'm going to answer the question, why does it cost so much? And then, we got busy in the show and didn't get to it. So I want to get to this before the end of the show, because it's easy just to blame inflation, right? Everything costs more. Anything that you buy, everything that you purchase, any product you enjoy, right now, everything costs more. In fact, there was a question this week about whether Big Macs are going to eventually cost $18 because of inflation. And if they cost $18, who's going to buy it, right? So, and inflation certainly is part of it. But there was I don't know if you've ever heard of, it's called the General Accounting Office, the GAO. Is part of the federal government. It's an office. It's not run by Democrats. It's not run by Republicans. It's not political. It is a nonpartisan investigative body of the federal government. So the GAO came out with a study this week about why does Halloween candy cost so much? And they broke down how and what goes into the pricing for Halloween candy. And in this past year, tariffs, you know, there's a whole set of subsidies and tariffs that are added to the cost of goods and services. For example, most of our sugar comes from Mexico. It doesn't come from Hawaii like those old C&H commercials, okay? It doesn't. It comes from Mexico. So when that sugar comes into the United States, the government places subsidies on that sugar to increase the price, to level the playing field with U.S. sugar prices. But guess what? If those prices are matched, then there's no incentive for the U.S. companies to lower their prices, right? Because they don't want the tariffs to go down, so they increase their prices. So according to the GAO, this past year, just the cost of the subsidies and the tariffs on sugar costs U.S. consumers $3.5 billion in the past year. So if you consider all of the candy, all of the sodas, all of the sugar that's been sold in the United States this past year, $3.5 billion of that was simply due to tariffs that our government placed on sugar that's imported from Mexico. So if we didn't have those tariffs, and it was a competitive free market system, then at that point, sugar costs would go down. Now, obviously, general inflation has made a huge impact on that. I'm not suggesting that it hasn't. But if you suddenly made sugar $3.5 billion cheaper, then you would have products like candy bars, soda, baking sugar, whatever it is that you buy that has sugar in it, the price would come down because of government tariffs. So right now, whether it's regulatory costs, administrative costs, or in this instance, taxes and tariffs, all of those things make your products cost more money. But you know what? There is no tariff on. That's Camo X. There's no tariffs on Camo X. There's no taxes on listening to Camo X. This, my friend, is the best value you will ever have, is listening right here to 1120 Camo X. Coming up after the break, you're going to hear the best of Dave Glover, as you do every night right here at 10 o'clock. Thanks for listening to At Your Service. I'll be back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.